Welcome, world, to the 2 Cents and Nonsense podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
I am Antoine Y. Slicker. Follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2NONCENTS. Yes. Also, follow us on that Instagram at 2Nonsense1. I just spelt that shit for you. Just put the number 1 at the end. And join that Facebook community, Joy. What's been going on with you, bro?
Work. Went back to work. Sucks, man.
Hey, man.
I was loving that vacation. I'll tell you what, man. My shoes is comfortable, but my feet was hurting.
Yeah. It does get like that, man. I've been away from the job for like 2 weeks now, bro. I go back on Friday. So, well, by the time they hear this.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about we going to release this episode on Saturday.
You release whatever you want. I don't give a shit. Yeah.
Because on today's episode, man, it's going to be a full NFL episode. All we talking is football today. We're going to do the Sunday previews. We're going to preview all the games.
Okay. We're going to
give you some predictions on who we think going to win the games. We'll give you some injury news and some fantasy implications to help you out maybe a little bit with setting your fantasy lineup by us talking about who not going to play and who going to play. Maybe we might help you out.
Yeah.
And by the time you hear this, the first game of the season would have already been played. That's the Packers versus the Bears.
Yeah, I have Aaron Rodgers in one of my leagues, and yes, I am starting him.
You are starting Aaron Rodgers in the league. Man, the Packers versus the Bears, man.
That's going to be a hell of a game.
That's a rivalry as old as time.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's a divisional game for those guys as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we kicking it off the football season with a bang.
Good.
I can't wait. We will be watching.
I ain't even going to lie. I kind of want to see a Super Bowl rematch.
You wanted to see a Super Bowl rematch?
With a healthy Todd Gurley. I mean, I know he's not, like, healthy, but.
Well, technically, what he has is an arthritic component in the knee, which means that over time, he's going to develop stiffness in the knee. Right now, he is completely healthy. He is ready for the season. We'll talk a little bit more about him when we get to the preview of that particular game.
But like I said, I just wanted to see a rematch just because I felt like it would have been it'll be a better game than it was during the Super Bowl.
Right. But we won't play the Patriots this year. So,
yeah, lucky you.
You won't see that unless both teams make it back to the Super Bowl.
And I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, they're not making it back. The Patriots aren't making it back.
I don't think your boys is making it back.
We're making it back. We're going to make it back.
I don't know, man.
So,
we can do Super Bowl picks later.
We'll do that. And we're also going to do, did you get your top five?
Yeah.
All right, and we're going to do top five tight ends. We couldn't make a list of 10.
I could have made a list of 10.
You could have made a list of 10?
Yeah.
Whew, man, I was struggling.
The top five for me was easy as hell.
The top five was easy for you?
Yeah.
Okay. They weren't really easy for me, man. We might extend it out, so we'll get a top five, and if you got more people that you wanted to
I'd have to research it to see the other names, but for me, the top five was easy.
Top five was easy? Okay.
These names came to me like nothing.
Like nothing. Okay, cool. So we'll get into that later on in the show. But the first thing we're going to get into, man, is the 1 o'clock games on Sunday. The first game that I got on the docket here is the Washington Redskins versus the Philadelphia Eagles. This is a divisional game,
Where?
And it's going to be in Philly.
In Philly? Philly got that.
So you got Philly got that? Well, you know, Josh Doctson is gone off the Redskins. Darius Geis, I wouldn't consider him a rookie anymore, even though this is going to be his first year playing. He is going to get the start at running back over Adrian Peterson. And their tight end, Jordan Reed, is still in concussion protocol. Even though he did show up to walkthrough.
Stay hurt.
He does stay hurt. He showed up to walkthrough, though. And, you know, DeSean Jackson is making his return to Philly. He is coming off a broken finger, though. So, don't know how we honestly don't know how he's going to be integrated into the offense either. Because, you know, you got Alshon Jeffrey, Mr. Overrated to me.
His offense is run straight and catch the fucking ball.
Right.
Pretty much.
That's what DeSean Jackson is. Is run straight, catch the ball. But you say you got the Eagles winning?
Yeah.
I got the Eagles too, man. Eagles in Philly.
I think the Redskins are going to be at the bottom of that division.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, man, because, you know, injury after injury plagued their team.
Are they starting their, what's the rookie quarterback? What's his name?
No, Case Keenum is the starting quarterback.
Oh, they're starting.
Yeah, Case Keenum is the starting quarterback for them. Right. So, we both got the Eagles winning that game in Philly, so that's what that one is. Next on the docket, man, I got the Buffalo Bills versus the New York Jets. This is going to be in MetLife.
I'm taking the Bills.
You taking the Bills?
Yeah, I'm taking the Bills.
Wow. So, you know, Frank Gore is getting the start as the running back, the ageless wonder, Mr. Infinity Stone himself. He is getting the start. He's like 56 years old right about now.
He's 36. He is the oldest running back in the league.
And then, of course, on the other side of the ball, you got the Jets with the asshole himself that is Adam Gase calling the plays. But Lev Bell said, give me the ball as much as you want. I'm ready.
Okay.
So with Adam Gase, as much as you want is what, 10 carries?
Not well, if they're third and long, you know, he getting a lot of carries right up the middle for that draw.
Yeah. I'm going with the Jets in this game.
Really?
Yeah. The Bills they've been bad against the run over the last couple years. They can shut down the pass, but they've been bad against the run. So I'm going to go ahead and I think Adam Gase, even though he is an asshole, I still feel like, man, you got to get Lev Bell to
play. I'll give Adam Gase this. He's good at a fucking gimmick plays.
Yeah.
He's good at gimmick plays.
He is good at gimmick plays. But I got the Jets winning this one.
All right, I got the Bills.
And that is a divisional game as well, so whoever gets that win, man, they're going up in the standings.
They're
going
to be on top of the division.
Yeah, they're going up in the standings.
With the Patriots, because whoever they playing.
Well, next up we got the Atlanta Falcons versus the Minnesota Vikings. This one is going to be in Minnesota. Devontae Freeman, his first game back since his injury from last year. He's coming back. But also, man, some injury news right now. Stephon Diggs is dealing with a hamstring injury. He did not practice on Wednesday, but he did show up to practice. He was limited in practice on Thursday. So, if you got him on your fantasy team, look out for that. He might play. I'm pretty sure he's going to play.
Don't you got him in one of your leagues?
I do not. No, I got Adam Thielen.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you look out for him. He might be able to play, but like I said, hamstrings, boy, when you tweak that hammy as a wide receiver, that shit, it fucks with you.
Yeah, it do.
So, who you got winning this one?
I'm taking the Vikings at home.
I'm taking the Vikings at home as well. I think the Vikings are going to pull it out. I think it'll
be a close game, though.
Yeah, it's going to be a close game. It might be one of those shootout-style games, too.
Yeah.
You know, Kirk Cousins earning that guaranteed money.
Well, he need to start earning
it. He got to earn it. Then we got the Chiefs versus the Jags, the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. That game is supposed to be in Jacksonville. Jacksonville has not practiced all week, I think,
due to the hurricane.
So, don't know how they're going to come into this. So, off the strength of them not being able to practice, I got the Chiefs winning.
They're at Jacksonville?
They are at Jacksonville. I don't know if it's going to be in the Jacksonville Stadium or if they're going to have a neutral site for this game.
Well, the hurricane's passed, so,
yeah.
You know, I'm sure they'll have it there because we're playing at home. The Dolphins are playing at home, too.
Okay.
So,
you know, Shady McCoy makes his Chiefs debut. Nick Foles makes his Jaguars debut. And Jalen Ramsey is not talking.
I'm going to go with the upset and take the Jags.
You're going to take the Jags?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good thing. It could happen. There's no selling what's going to happen, man. This is week one. Don't put too much stock in it, but that's what might happen.
I just feel like the Chiefs obviously have a dynamic offense, mm-hmm. but their defense is still trash.
Their defense is trash.
You know, I don't see them stopping Leonard Fournette. And if the Jags can get that play action going, you know, because Nick Foles loves that play action.
He does love that play action. I'm looking for D.D. Westbrook to have a big game. He's mm-hmm. the main receiver for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Mm-hmm. He's been building a lot of rapport with Nick Foles over the offseason and in training camp. So I'm looking for him to have a big game, being that, again, the Chiefs' defense can't stop nobody.
I'm a little biased in this one, too, because I have the Jags' defense in one of my fantasy leagues.
Yeah.
But I
hope to God you're not starting this week.
Yeah, I am.
Ooh.
It's whatever, man.
Yeah. Then we got the Tennessee Titans versus the Cleveland Browns. This is going to be in Cleveland. Delanie Walker, man. The tight end is back off his injury that he had last year. Odell Beckham Jr. making his debut for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, whatever.
Who you got?
I'm taking the Browns at home. I expect them to make the playoffs, and if they're going to make the playoffs, you got to win this game.
You got to win this game?
At home. That rowdy Cleveland Browns crowd.
Odell is also dealing with a hip injury.
I don't give a shit about Odell. They got Jarvis Landry. They got Nick Chubb.
They got an elite defense.
Tennessee doesn't have enough offensively to compete with them.
I'm taking the upset, man. Really? I'm taking Tennessee to win this game.
Okay.
It's a lot of hype. A lot of Baker Mayfield running his mouth. A lot of hype around the Browns. But I think they need a week or two to come together.
All right.
I think that the Titans are going to take this one.
That would definitely be an upset.
Yeah. I'm taking the upset. Then the last of the 1 o'clock games. Well, no. I'm sorry. It's 2 more 1 o'clock games. You got my Los Angeles Rams versus the Carolina Panthers.
They playing with traveling. One?
Yeah, 1 o'clock game. Because we're playing in Carolina. So.
Okay. They fucked y'all over on that one.
Yeah, Cam makes his return. Greg Olsen making his return. Cooper Kupp making his return. And of course, you got to look out to see how Todd Gurley is playing in that game. Like I said, he has the arthritic component in the knee that over time, he's going to develop that stiffness.
I'm going to take your Rams off the strength of your defense.
I'm going with my Rams as well. I'm curious to see what Cam is going to look like, you know, at full game speed. I know he played in the preseason, but it was limited snaps.
He only played in that one game, and he got hurt.
Yeah, it was limited snaps. So I'm looking to see what he's going to do, looking to see how Greg Olsen is going to come back off of his foot injury.
Man,
he's
missed 2 years. I think you're going to see a lot of Christian McCaffrey.
We'll see a lot of Christian McCaffrey. Hopefully this year we can stop the run. Because last year we could not stop the run.
That's because you had Ndamukong Suh clogging up the middle, excuse me.
Yeah, we got rid of Ndamukong Suh. So we potentially will be better on in the run-stopping department. You know, Wade Phillips, this is a rematch of when he played, he was the defensive coordinator for the Broncos over there when they won the championship against Cam Newton and them. So they asked him about it. And he said, man, the only thing I remember about that game is the big-ass ring that he got at the end. So Wade Phillips, he is up there, though. He's like 70.
He old. That's all I can tell you. He old.
And then the final 1 o'clock game is, of course, your Miami Dolphins versus the Baltimore Ravens. And you guys are at home. Y'all trust in the process because y'all got rid of everybody.
Yep.
And Mark Ingram is making his debut as a Baltimore Raven. Who you got?
You want to know what? I'm going to take my Dolphins in a close one.
You're going to take your Dolphins in a close one?
And the only reason why It's because I really don't have a lot of faith right now in Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson went to Louisville. So I got all the faith in the world in this guy.
Of course you do.
I love that guy. I think he's a great player.
I will tell you, your Louisville boys been letting me down in the NFL. Because we got one of y'all on the team.
I know you got Devontae Parker. It's okay, man. But I got the Ravens winning this game. I'm sorry. You guys let go. The only reason why I got them winning this game is because of the fact that you guys let go of a lot of your key players right before the season started. So now y'all just plugging and playing motherfuckers right now. They did say that Kenyon Drake is going to get a lot of touches.
Yeah, I seen that.
So
that could be smokescreen.
Could be smokescreen. Could be. But I think he is going to get a lot of touches, man. I got faith in him. I got faith in him. I think he's a good back.
He is.
Talent wins out, man. At the end of the day, unless you Adam Gase, talent wins out.
As much as I hate Adam Gase, I don't blame everything last year on him because we had a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
Like, we lost damn near our whole offensive line. We lost two wide receivers. Like, yeah. It was bad out there.
So, a lot of your receivers are coming back for this game. You got Albert Wilson. Yep. He's on your fantasy team, right?
Yep.
I think he's going to be all right. Who else you got over there?
Jakeem Grant.
Jakeem Grant.
Who's more of a special teams player, but as we seen last year, he can make dynamic plays.
I got that speed, man. It's just so much speed on the ball, man. And
Preston Williams. New rookie.
Preston Williams had an incredible one game, but I thought he did good. Good things were said about him coming out of training camp in the preseason and things like that. So,
He made that squad. He was undrafted.
Yeah.
He was undrafted. He made that squad.
So, looking for him to be good. Yo, Ryan Fitzpatrick is getting a start.
I don't know. I like my defense's matchup against the Ravens offense.
Okay. The Ravens offensive coordinator said that they're going to go with the hot hand as far as the running back is concerned. So Mark Ingram's going to get some shots at it. Gus Edwards is going to get some shots at it. They did release Kenneth Dixon. He is no longer on the team. So between those two guys and maybe even the rookie that they drafted, Justice Hill, we might see which one of those guys is going to get the most carries in this game because he's going with the hot hand.
If they were smart, they'd run the ball. Don't pass on us. Don't pass on us.
Wouldn't pass on you guys. The 4 o'clock games, 4:05 and 4:25 are the game's times. We got the Los Angeles Chargers versus the Indianapolis Colts. This game is going to be in the small-ass stadium in L.A.
Yep, and the Chargers going to take that shit.
I got the Chargers taking it too, man. No luck for the Colts. No Melvin Gordon for the Chargers. They basically straight up told Melvin Gordon, man, we not going to pay you. We do not care. We ain't paying you.
Yeah. They said, go seek you a trade. Obviously, he ain't found one that the team likes, so he ain't playing.
Yeah. The Eagles did offer up a trade. From my understanding, the Eagles offered a first-round pick. They also offered Jordan Howard.
And they didn't take it?
They did not take it. The Chargers did not take it.
They're stupid.
I think they believe because the pick is going to be low, because the Eagles might make the playoffs, they didn't want to take it. So, I mean, it's incredible to me that you say that you're Melvin Gordon, you're looking at him and you're saying you're not worth the money, but you're worth an early first round pick. And if we don't get an early first round pick, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, I think they made a mistake not accepting that trade.
Yeah. So, I mean.
You can get a gem late in the first round if you know what you're doing drafting.
Obviously, they don't know what they're doing drafting.
Obviously not.
It's plain and simple. The next game up, we got the Seattle Seahawks versus the Cincinnati Bengals. This is going to be in Seattle with the 12th man.
Oh, Seattle's got that. They would have had it regardless of where they played.
No A.J. Green for the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm still looking at my boy Joe Mixon to have an all right game.
Really?
Yeah, Joe Mixon to have an
all right game. That defense?
Well, being that they're going to be down, he's a game script proof. He's game script proof, excuse me. He can, if they're down, they got to throw the ball. He is a good running back in the passing game as well. So
they're going to be down.
Yeah. So I don't look for him to have any problems as far as getting his numbers and as far as being relevant in fantasy. They're not going to win this game.
They're not winning this game.
They're not going to win this game.
Definitely not.
And being that the Seahawks are going to be up, I looked for Chris Carson to have a good game. DK Metcalf, their rookie, is going to get the start opposite of Tyler Lockett.
Good for him.
So,
good for him.
We'll see what he's going to do. I expect Russell Wilson, just as always, to have a decent game. And I believe they're going to win.
They are. They're going to win.
So, it is what it is. Do you like the Bengals at all? No. Any of the Bengals as far outside of Joe Mixon as far as fantasy is concerned?
A.J. Green, when he come back.
What about Tyler Boyd? You think he's going to be all right while A.J. Green is out?
A.J. Green when he come back.
Okay, A.J. Green when he come back. All right, man. Next up, we got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the San Francisco 49ers. That's going to be in Tampa.
I got the 49ers.
You got the 49ers?
Yep.
Jimmy G is back. Matt Breida's listed as the starter over Tevin Coleman right now.
Okay.
No, but they got the new head coach over there in Tampa Bay, Bruce Arians.
Yeah, and they got Ndamukong Suh not clogging up the middle.
They do. They do. They do. And, Ndamukong Suh not clogging up the middle. But Bruce Arians, man, he's one of those pass-happy guys.
I have no faith in Jameis Winston.
You have no faith in Jameis Winston?
No.
Well, you're taking the 49ers. I'm actually going to take the Bucs.
Okay.
I'm taking the Bucs here. I think Bruce Arians is going to have these guys moving in the right direction.
I think the 49ers will be moving in the right direction.
I think the 49ers will be moving in the right direction as far as year-round, year-long.
They're healthy now.
Yeah. Well, mostly healthy. You know? And George Kittle, we had been saying, well, I had said something about him. I got it backwards. He broke the tight end receiving record. Travis Kelce held it for an hour. He actually eclipsed Travis Kelce and broke the record. So he holds the record for most yards by a tight end in one season, George Kittle.
Good for him.
So that was my bad.
Good for him.
So that's good shit. But I still got the Bucs winning this one. I wouldn't be mad if the 49. Well, I would kind of be mad. Yeah, you would.
That's the division rival right there.
I wouldn't be mad if the 49ers won that thing. But I still got the Bucs winning this one.
I like the 49ers defense.
I like the 49ers. I like their overall team. They just got to be healthy.
Yeah.
You know.
They need Jimmy G healthy.
Yeah, they need Jimmy G healthy.
Porn star Jimmy.
Unfortunately, their starting wide receiver, Dante Pettis, is dealing with a groin injury
right
now.
I don't think that's going to matter too much because I think they're going to run the shit out the ball. Yeah,
but he's dealing with a groin injury. He did fully participate in practice today. Thursday, excuse me. So, maybe that'll be okay. Man, Trey Burton is out for the game tonight.
Okay.
So, we got the Detroit Lions versus the Arizona Cardinals. This is going to be down in Phoenix. Who you got?
I'm taking the Lions.
You got the Lions?
Yeah. I have no faith in the Cardinals right now.
You got no faith in the Cardinals?
Nah, man. First off, that offensive line is still garbage.
Offensive line is still suspect. But I think with the offense that they are trying to run, it may be okay. Even though Cliff Kingsbury he did not win games in college. He had a sub 500 record in college. But he's a new coach. Kyler Murray is out there. David Johnson's out there. Larry Fitzgerald's out there. And your boy, nah, he might not be your boy, Michael Crabtree was listed as the starter.
He's not my boy. And like I said,
I got the Cardinals, though.
Really?
Yeah, man. I'm gonna take the Cardinals, man. I believe they're gonna come out with, you know, they're gonna come out guns a blazing.
What about your boy Kerryon Johnson, man?
Look. I ain't taking nothing away from
you. Don't think he gonna ball on them?
Now, look. I think he's gonna ball. But you know who can stop him from balling? Who always stops him from balling?
Who, the head coach?
The head coach. Yes. Matt Patricia stops him from balling all the time. Kerryon Johnson is the best back in that backfield. CJ Anderson, don't get me wrong, he is a good talent. But Kerryon Johnson is on another level. Matt Patricia don't get the ball.
I think this year will be different from last year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's not a rookie anymore, so we don't hear the in-game sound bites that the rookie's got to earn it. We ain't going to hear the old sound bites.
He earned it.
From him. So
he earned it.
But I got the Cards winning this joint. I think it's going to be something where the Detroit Lions ain't going to know what to do on defense versus this new offense that is being brought to the league by Mr. Cliff Kingsbury.
Please, he don't know what the fuck he's doing.
He might not know what he's doing, but this week we're going to find out if he knows what he's doing or not. But I think that they're going to get the win.
They couldn't protect Kyler Murray in preseason against regular defenses. All right, what makes you think they're going to do something against a team that knows how to blitz?
Like, well, come on, man. I don't know, man. I just feel like they ain't show all they cards in preseason. So I think they're going to be all right for this game. I ain't say the whole season.
They losing this game.
You think they losing this game?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see, man. Then you got the divisional rivalry game. You got the New York Giants versus the Dallas Cowboys in Jerry World.
I'm going to tell you what. If Zeke didn't sign, I would have took the Giants.
So you're taking the Cowboys?
Yes.
I got the Cowboys too, man. Eli's getting the start. Eli is getting the start. Zeke is back. He just signed him a 6-year, $90 million extension.
$50 million guaranteed.
$50 million guaranteed. Now, I was taking a look at this, man, because, of course, $90 million over 6 years.
He ain't going to see all that.
Is a lot of money. Now, he still got to play out the 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
On the rookie deal. So he's signed under contract for 8 years.
Yep.
$102 million. So he's the first running back to go over $100 million. But it's over 8 years, man. This is a long contract that he has.
Yeah, he won't be in Dallas for all that.
What they did was, after his 2 years for his rookie deal is up, they basically mirrored the extension that Todd Gurley got. So for that 4 years, he's going to make $58 million. And then the last 2 years of the contract, they're going to pay him $16 million a year. He'll be gone by then?
Yep.
Now,
because Jerry ain't going to pay him again.
Right. But what they did with this contract, they mirrored Todd Gurley's contract, right? But over a 6-year period, he gets $50 million guaranteed. As opposed to Todd Gurley, who got $45 million over a 4-year span. I mean, to call a guy the highest paid running back in the league is great as an average salary, but he won't see the $15 million a year until the second year of the deal, which would be 4 years from now.
Yeah, he better hope he don't get hurt.
And also in the contract, they did not give him any incentive bonuses, so he can't earn more money for being the league's leading rusher.
If I were them, I would have put clauses in to take money away.
Well, they only gave him a $7 million signing bonus.
I'm just saying, I would have put clauses in there to take money away. If you get arrested, motherfucker, I'm taking your money away.
They didn't give all the details of the contract, but I am sure, I am positive that they put that in there. They only gave him $7.5 million signing bonus as opposed to Ty Gurley, who got $21 million for the signing bonus. He's got no incentives or no salary escalators. So, if he balls out, doesn't matter.
Okay, whatever.
So, that's the contract that he got. He is back with the team. He did practice on Thursday. So, hopefully he's ready for the game. Jason Garrett did say there was not going to be a pitch count for him.
Of course not. They're going to run him into the ground.
They are going to probably
He's run getting 300-plus carries again this year.
Right.
Assuming he stays healthy and stays out of trouble.
Yeah. And then the Sunday night game, we got the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the New England Patriots in Foxborough. New England.
Patriots.
I got the Pats, too. Juju is now the number one receiver over there in Pittsburgh.
I'll tell you what. Juju gonna get shut down.
We gotta find out what Juju's made of, man.
No. He getting shut down.
He getting shut down?
Bill Belichick is going to target him and shut him down.
He's going to target him and shut him down?
Yep.
Yeah. I believe so, too. But this is where we're going to see. We have to see what Juju is made of. Is he a number one receiver? Can he be your number one guy?
I think he can be. Because Big Ben is going to force him the ball like he did Antonio Brown.
Right. Well, like I said, I use perception. The last 2 years, Juju does not get open on double teams. Now, this is a sample size of, you know, 8 games with all the routes that he ran. But he was double teamed. You know, it wasn't an exorbitant amount because Antonio Brown was on the other side of the field.
Uh-huh.
But now it's going to be almost every time. You getting double teamed. They're going to shade the safeties over to your side. They go undercut you with a linebacker if you're trying to do hitch routes and shit. So it's up to you to show if you the man.
Yeah, he's going to have to be an incredible route runner and show off them hands. Because whether you're double-teamed or not, you're getting the ball. He's going to force the ball into you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you to show what you can do.
And, of course, Josh Gordon is back for the Patriots. He was not listed as a starter. Julian Edelman. And they re-signed Demetrius Thomas after they cut him. Demarius Thomas. What did I call him?
Demetrius.
Oh, Demetrius. I don't know why the fuck I was thinking of somebody named Demetrius. Well, whatever, man.
I wonder why they don't give Braxton Berrios no burn. You don't even know who that is.
No, but the starter opposite of Julian Edelman is going to be Philip Dorsett. So,
like I said, I'm wondering why they don't get Braxton Berrios no burn.
I don't know who the fuck that is. What school he went to? I should have fucking known. For those, because you can't see him, the nigga is throwing up to you. Nobody cares about no motherfucking Miami receivers.
Nah, but he's like a little, you know, he one of them little white boys that can catch the ball.
Okay. So he's a Julian Edelman prototype?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, man.
Like, he balled for the U.
I'm sure he did.
With mediocre quarterbacks.
I'm sure he did.
You know, that's why they drafted him.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, New England ain't going to take him if they ain't think it was no good. I'm just wondering why he don't get no burn.
He don't get no burn right now because he would fill the same role that Julian Edelman fills. And he's learning right now.
Learning what? He was there all last year. This is his second year.
That's what he's doing. He's learning right now. You know the New England don't put you out there until you like year 3, year 4.
I don't want to hear that shit.
They put the other guy. N'Keal Harry.
I don't know who that is.
He was there. Were they their wide receiver pickups this year too? They drafted him. They put him on injured reserve. So They well, wait. They shit. Wait for you.
Philip Dorsett went to the U too.
Good for him. Nobody cares. But he is getting the start. So
I'm just saying.
We'll see what he does.
I'd like to see Braxton Berrios get some burn. That's all.
Right. And then we got the Monday night games. First up, we got the Houston Texans versus the New Orleans Saints. It's going to be in New Orleans. Who you got?
I'm taking the Saints.
I'm taking the Saints as well.
I think their offense is too high-powered for Houston.
Me, personally, I just feel like Houston got so many new additions that they got to integrate into their schemes and into their offense and defenses. I think that it's going to take them a minute to gel together. I think they're going to be pretty good. They got your boy, Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah, solid left tackle,
which is great for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, he needs that. Protect that blind side.
Which is great for him. Which is also great for Duke Johnson if he's trying to run the football.
Yeah, if he gets the ball.
Yeah, if he gets, I think he's going to get the ball. He's listed as their starter this week.
That don't mean nothing.
Your man Kenny Stills, he is listed as the third wideout. Behind, you know, of course, Mr. Pushoff and Will Fuller. I'm looking for these guys to have a
good Kenny game. Stills, he'll do good in the slot. He'll do good
in the slot. Oh, yeah, he is playing the slot. He is going to play the slot. Because, of course, they want Will Fuller on the outside, running long, and catching that deep pass.
Yep.
Because that's what he does.
Yep.
When he's healthy. He ain't running no other routes but denied. Yo, I'm going up the field, put it up there.
Yeah, because Deshaun Watson, you know, he going to be scrambling for his life. I don't care if they got Laremy Tunsil or not.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. That's how he makes his plays, by right. scrambling and throwing deep.
Yeah. The Saints got Jared Cook as their tight end now. We know what Drew Brees like to do with tight ends. I think he's going to be pretty good. Alvin Kamara. That's a must start. No matter what the fuck you talking about.
Yep.
You put Alvin Kamara.
Michael Thomas.
You put those guys out there on your fantasy football team.
Yeah.
You put Mr. Pushoff out there on your fantasy football team.
Yep.
DeAndre Hopkins. Will Fuller, not so much. I don't know. But, you know, if you got Will Fuller on your team, he could potentially go in your flex spot.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be looking for him to be my primary wide receiver. And the last Monday night game, which is a fucking travesty. This is a travesty that we end the football week with the Denver Broncos versus the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah.
In Oakland.
Ain't nobody watching that.
That's a travesty that we
end. Unless you're a Broncos fan and a Raiders fan. Ain't nobody watching that train wreck.
Joe Flacco's making a start. Drew Lock has been placed on injured reserve. They placed him on injured reserve so Joe Flacco does not have to look over his shoulder.
Is he even hurt?
Drew Lock did have a thumb injury, but it wasn't enough to keep him out for the whole fucking year.
A thumb?
Yeah. It wasn't enough to keep him out for the whole year. I think this is one of those things where we put him on injured reserve. He does have to stay there at least, what, the 6 weeks or whatever? He can come off, I believe. But you put a man on injured reserve just to keep Joe Flacco from looking over his shoulder. That's some bullshit. Hey, Emmanuel Sanders is going to be back. And as of right now, Antonio Brown may not play in this game due to a suspension handed down by the team after he got into an altercation with the general manager, Mike Mayock. He might be getting suspended.
No, he is going to get suspended.
He's getting suspended.
He is going to get suspended. But it's his own fault, you know?
Yeah.
Show up to the team meetings. Show up to practice. Do what they ask you to do. They traded for you. They paid you. They dealt with your helmet bullshit and every other fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know, so you want to act up because they fine you for it? I really bet they wish they didn't have him on a squad. If they could probably trade him right now, they probably would.
Well, they put him on the injury report as a non-injured player. So, he is on the injury report. More than likely, he's going to get that suspension. So, he will not be available for you guys on Monday night. I wouldn't play around with this. Because it's Monday night and it's the last game, I wouldn't want to have him in my lineup if you're a fantasy football player. Because you ain't got nobody to pivot to, being that it's the last game.
I wouldn't have drafted him.
So, as of right now.
And I had the opportunity to draft
him. You did. You did. And you passed up on him.
I sure enough did.
Who'd you get instead of him?
Mr. Pushoff.
You got Mr. Pushoff instead of him. Well, I wouldn't have drafted him in the first round anyways. But Antonio Brown, if you have him on your fantasy football team, put your backup in or whatever other receiver you got and go with, if you got a flex spot, go with three running backs or something. Because I would not take that chance on thinking he's going to play. And if he doesn't show up on Monday to play.
You assed out.
You assed out. That's a loss for you. If you won't dominate the motherfucker by, you know, 80 points or something. If you ain't dominating the motherfucker, you might as well.
For real.
So, if I was you and I have Antonio Brown on my team. That's if I was you, because I don't have Antonio Brown on any of my fantasy football teams.
Me neither.
I would switch him out and put somebody else in right now. I do have Josh Jacobs on my team.
I don't trust a black person with a blonde mustache. That shit don't work.
I was ready to say Josh Jacobs?
Nah.
Wait a minute. But who you got with it this game?
Not the Raiders.
Okay, because what I wrote down here was, who the fuck cares? It's the Broncos and the Raiders.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like, nobody cares who win in that game. It doesn't even matter. I mean, it is a divisional game, so it does kind of matter.
Yeah, the Broncos going to take it.
Okay, I would take the Broncos, too.
I like Phillip Lindsay, and I think Emmanuel Sanders, he's going to do some stuff with his first game back.
I think with Emmanuel Sanders being back, their other guy on the other side, Courtland Sutton, who he was a rookie last year.
Yeah, I like him.
He had to jump in. He had to take over and be the number one guy. There's a lot of pressure on him. He didn't perform that well last year because that shit came out of nowhere.
You also got to look who's throwing him the damn ball.
Well, yeah, Case Keenum was throwing him the ball. But it also came out of nowhere because when they made the trade, Demaryius Thomas, they got him off the team. They promoted Courtland Sutton. And then all of a sudden, that same game that they promoted him, Emmanuel Sanders went out. So now all of a sudden, you got to be the number one guy out the blue as a rookie.
But you want to know what?
It's difficult.
He learned a lot.
He did.
He learned a lot.
Yeah. When you get thrown out into the fire, you learn a lot. So I'm looking for him to have a good year this year. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get him on any of my fantasy teams. I think he might be on the free agency list.
He might be.
I don't think nobody went and picked him up. Don't go pick him up because I said something.
I don't need him. I don't need him.
I'm watching you.
You don't have to watch me. I don't need him.
Well, right now you don't need him. We don't know yet. It's only week one. Motherfuckers can start falling off.
That is true. And I'm known and then you for hitting that receivers.
And then you hitting that waiver wire.
I'm known for my receivers going down.
And
so.
I'm known for losing running backs. Fantasy reaping them running backs out here. But let's get into the top 10 tight ends. Top five tight ends. Top five tight ends. Who you got at number five, my man?
I'm pulling up the list, but I think it's Ebron.
You got Ebron?
Ebron at number five.
I felt bad about putting him here. But before he got injured, he was a top five tight end. Cool. I put Greg Olsen.
Okay.
He hasn't played a full season in 2 years, but before he got injured, man, he was constantly. He had 5 straight seasons of over 800 yards.
He didn't make my top five.
I'm pretty sure he didn't. I felt like I just put him on here just because he's been a staple in the game.
Nah. But the person who's been a staple in the game is dude in San Diego, excuse me, L.A., the LA? Chargers.
Oh, with Antonio Gates?
Yes. He's a staple.
He was a staple in the game. Well, he's gone now.
I'm just saying.
He's gone now. But who you got at number four?
I got Cook. Jared Cook.
Man, I didn't put Jared Cook on the list.
Word?
No, man, I put Jimmy Graham at number four.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I swear, I did. I put Jimmy Graham. I put Jimmy Graham at number four. I mean, yeah, he, honestly, when I looked at his stats, I thought he was worse than what he was. He only had one bad season, and that was the first season that he had with,
in Seattle, right?
In Seattle, yeah. Other than that, the dudes gets 800, 900 yards a year. Like,
I told you he was good. I did tell you that.
No, when I look at him, though, when I look at him actually play, he does not look that good.
You know where he's from, right?
He's from the U. I got it, man. Damn. But when I actually started, I was like, all right, let me go back. I looked at some film that he had back when he played with the Saints, and I was like, oh, this guy.
Yeah. And they got rid of him because they didn't want to pay him that wide receiver money like he won.
Damn, this guy is...
He was the best tight end in the game when he was on the Saints. Right.
So I had to go back and I had to take a gulp. I had to swallow the pride and I put him on the list. He is at number four.
I'm sorry, Jimmy, you did not make my top five.
Right. It's okay.
But top like three. I said, that's why I said I told you earlier, I probably could have made a top 10.
Yeah, we probably could have made a top 10. Who you got at number three?
Kittle.
I got George Kittle at number three as well. So we both agree on that. George Kittle, even though he's not a rookie. He was not a rookie last year. Last year was his second year.
He balled last year.
Yeah, last year was his second year in the game.
Because I looked at his stats from last year. I'm like, God damn.
He got the spot because the primary tight end got injured. And he came out there, man, and he balled. He did a great job. Hopefully he'll continue with that. Even though it's just 1 year, man, he solidified himself.
I think he will continue because now he's got his starting quarterback.
Right.
You know. So, we'll see what happens.
Who you got at number two?
Zach Ertz.
I do as well. Zach Ertz.
So, our top three is the same then.
Yeah, because we all know number one
is Travis
motherfucking Kelce. We all know that it's the man, Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce. He's not a tight end to me.
He is a tight end.
He's a wide receiver. I mean, he can block. But to me, he's a wide out. Dude's big. He's strong. He's fast. He's catching the ball when it's thrown his way. Patrick Mahomes.
And they always throw his way.
Him. It's either him or Tyreek Hill, man. One of the others are getting the
ball.
Pretty
much.
When he dropped back, one of the others is getting the ball.
Pretty much.
So, I like that list. I like your list. I like my list. Ebron, that's the only one I think you reached on, though.
Nah, he balled.
He balled last year. But I believe, sounds like a helicopter, right?
So.
I believe Evan Ingram from the Giants is a better tight end than him.
I think Ebron is going to ball again.
I don't think so.
I do.
I don't think so.
Because I think Brissett, his options is limited.
His options is limited, but Ebron ain't even the primary tight end over there.
Yeah, I know. Because the other dude got hurt last year.
Yeah.
But he showed his ass, and he showed he can ball.
But they also got another motherfucker playing tight end. Mo Alley Cox. You can't forget about Mo Alley Cox.
I don't even know who the fuck that
is. Yo, Mo Alley is... Dude, 6'6", 280 pounds.
Yo, Mo Cox.
Mo Alley Cox.
Mo Cox. Who the fuck named you?
Dude, people have crazy ass names. I was at work today, And no lie, a motherfucker's name was Richard Steelwagon. Think about that.
Dick Steelwagon.
Dick Steelwagon. Yep. Dick Steelwagon. I thought I was the only one who came up with that shit, who thought about that shit. But the whole time, I'm sitting there, I'm laughing my ass off. Like, yo, this dude's name is Dick Steelwagon.
Yeah.
Dick Steelwagon.
Okay.
Okay. But that was our top five tight ends. Both of us, again, had Travis Kelce, Zach Ertz, and George Kittle as the top three. He had Jared Cook and Eric Ebron at number 4 and 5. And I had Jimmy Graham and Greg Olsen at number 4 and 5. I like Jared Cook. Jared Cook used to play for these Rams over here. He was pretty good when he played for us, too. So I like your list, man. It's a pretty good list.
Of course it is. Because I beat it.
Right. Okay. Whatever. So who you got in your fantasy, man? Who you playing this weekend in your fantasy football team?
Which league?
The Listener League. We're only talking about the Listener League right now.
Okay. Hold up. Let me pull it up.
Because in the Listener League, I got Malcolm, who calls his team Mount Rushmore. GOAT.
I'm playing... Wow, he's got... That's a nice squad. He changed his team name to Team... Trail Trail Entertainment. Jason Davis. He's got your boy Jared Goff. He's got your boy Todd Gurley.
Oh, he's got the stack.
Leonard Fournette. He's got a squad. He's got Jared Cook. He's got the Ravens defense against my Dolphins. He's got a nice little squad. Okay. He's not starting Antonio Brown. He's got him on the bench.
He's smart, man. He's smart, and he ain't even listened to us yet. He's already smart.
Yeah. He's got a nice little squad. He drafted Eli, though. That's going to be his downfall.
I think he drafted Eli as one of those, like, consolation prize
picks. No, he's a homer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he did that because he's a homer. He just drafted him as a consolation
prize. But his teammate, he's not beating me.
He's not beating you?
No. I got Drew Brees, Saquon. I have Derrick Henry in there right now, but I don't know if I'm going to keep him there. I got Keenan Allen, Cooper Kupp, Kelce, Jarvis Landry, the Jags defense. Right. Kickers don't matter, so.
Now.
I'm thinking about starting Phillip Lindsay against that Oakland defense.
Now, again, I got Malcolm here, Mount Rushmore GOAT. I'm doing the troll move. I have nobody lined up as of yet, so he has no idea who I'm going to play. But it looks like he's got Matt Ryan. He's got my man, Kerryon Johnson. He's got Damian Williams, the running back from Kansas City. He's got Mr. Pushoff and Julio Jones.
Yep.
That's a good receiving core right there. And he's got Julian Edelman. He's got Delanie Walker, the tight end from the Tennessee Titans. He's got the Philadelphia Eagles defense. And then he's got the Houston kicker. I am not going to try to pronounce that guy's name. Maybe I might try.
Fair Baron.
Sound like Care Bear, but Fair Bear. Fair Bear. Bear Baron. But I think he's got a pretty good lineup. It looks like ESPN projects him to have 122 points. I don't know if that was if he was projected higher than me before I took all the people out of the lineup.
No, he wasn't. I think you had him by 1 point.
Point. I do the obvious troll move. I take all of my people out of the lineup and I don't put them back in until 12:50.
Okay, that kicked you in your ass one time.
It did one time.
When you completely forgot to set your lineup.
It did one time. But it didn't matter. I still made the championship game. That was one loss. But I am not going to do that this time. I have it set, but it did the obvious troll move. Also, if you look at the smack board, I was talking shit to him. I did talk a little shit to you, Malcolm. So I would appreciate it if you talk some shit back, because I don't like talking to myself. You know what I mean?
He ain't gonna talk no shit.
He ain't gonna talk no shit?
Nah.
Hey, man. It's whatever.
He didn't even draft his team, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, his excuse was, I think he said he was out with his pops or whatever. Like, okay.
Damn, dog. You straight up said that, Joey? Like, it was his excuse was he was out with his pops. The man can't spend time with his father.
He could have did it after the draft.
This is true. This is true. But hey, man, the man got his priorities in order. His father is more important than fantasy football.
Yeah. Whatever.
So it sounds like you ain't putting your daddy before fantasy football.
I ain't putting my father before nothing.
Hey, man, to each his own. I be there for my draft, though. I'm right there
for me my too.
Draft. Now we got to give it to people. Super Bowl predictions, bro. First off, though, it's six teams from each conference that make the playoffs. Do you know who you got making the playoffs?
Obviously, the Patriots, they're taking the AFC East. They always do.
Uh-huh. I would agree with that.
I gotta
pull it.
I gotta pull it up. See these teams real quick.
You know, but we both seem to have the Patriots.
Bears are up 3-0.
The Bears are up 3-0. I peeped that. But we both got the Patriots winning the AFC East. The AFC North.
The North. I still got the Steelers taking the North.
I'm going to go with the Steelers as well.
But I have Cleveland going in as a wild card.
You got Cleveland going in as a wild card?
Yes.
Okay.
As far as the South goes,
I got Houston out the South.
I'm taking Jacksonville.
You taking Jacksonville? I got Houston out the South.
And out West, you know, Casey's going to take it. And the Chargers are going to go in as a wild card.
Okay, so your teams was the Patriots, the Steelers, the Browns.
The Jags.
The Jags, the Chiefs, and the Chargers.
Yep.
Okay. Man. Yeah, I'm going to Chiefs, the Chargers. I said Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I got the Jags missing the playoffs. Because, of course, I'm going the Steelers. And you know what, man? Nope. I take that back. I don't think the Jags are going to miss the playoffs. I think the Browns are going to miss the playoffs this year.
Okay.
I'm going that way. And then, of course, you got the Patriots who win their division by default every goddamn year. What about in the NFC?
In the NFC. The NFC East.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Cowboys is going to take it.
Hey, before we continue with that, let's stop trying to act like, because people be trying to act like the Cowboys was just a great-ass team. Last year, them motherfuckers only made the playoffs because Alex Smith got hurt. The Redskins was running away with the division last year.
No, they made the playoffs because they got a great trade.
Well, that trade also coincided with Alex Smith getting hurt. The Redskins was running away with the division before Alex Smith got hurt.
Well, you know.
But you say you got the Cowboys winning the NFC East?
I got the Cowboys winning the East. I got the Eagles going in as a wild card.
Mm-hmm.
The North. I got Minnesota taking the North.
You got Minnesota taking the North? Uh-huh.
The South, the Saints are taking the South.
The Saints, okay.
The Rams should win the division.
Mm-hmm.
And the Seahawks are going as a wild card.
So you got the Bears missing the playoffs this year.
And the Packers.
You got the Packers missing the playoffs. You also got the Falcons and the Panthers missing the playoffs.
Yep.
Okay. So in the NFC East, I got the Eagles winning the division.
Okay.
I think the
that's if Carson Wentz can stay healthy.
Yeah. The Cowboys will get in as the wild card. The Rams and the Seahawks are going to go ahead and get in. I'll say the Saints. And in the North, shit, that's hard. The North is hard.
The Vikings have the best team.
I thought that the Bears was going to miss the playoffs anyways. The motherfuckers went and got Chuck Pagano to be the defensive coordinator. But, yeah, I'm going to go with the Vikings as well, man. They do have the better team, you know, so that's what we got. But who you got winning the Super Bowl?
Winning? Let's start with
who's going.
Who's going.
Right.
I think the Chiefs are going to go. I got the Chiefs and the Saints.
You got the Chiefs and the Saints? I don't.
Of course you don't.
Of course I don't. Because of course I got my Rams going. But I don't think the Chiefs are going to go either. Because you know what? One thing Andy Reid knows how to do is lose an NFC championship, lose a championship game. He knows how to lose a conference championship game. Oh, man.
Losing to the Patriots wasn't his fault.
Right.
That was not his fault. He did not lose that game.
I'm going out on a limb here, bro. And this probably won't happen at all.
Who?
But I think the Texans are going to go.
That's not happening.
Squeak that thing out.
That's not happening.
I think it's going to be the Texans. I'm going to go with the Texans. This is more, you know, heart than math. Yeah,
because they would lose to the Patriots in the playoffs.
I don't know if that would happen, man.
They'd go to Foxborough. They would go to Foxborough. They ain't winning in Foxborough in the playoffs.
Who knows, man?
I know.
When was the last time the Texans played the Patriots? I don't remember them ever playing.
I'm sure they played. They probably played last year.
Yeah. I don't remember them playing, though. But
yeah, they played last year.
Yeah. I like the Texans, man. I think those guys are pretty good.
They played last year, and guess who won?
Yeah. Of course they did. They played last year when? During the regular season?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't have to guess who won. I know who won. But yeah, man. I was thinking the Steelers.
Nah.
I would like to see Phillip Rivers get there, man.
I would love to see him get there. He'll get them to the playoffs, and then something stupid happens.
And most of all, I would love to see Andy Reid win a championship, but I just don't see it happening.
Hey, you never know. He did play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he did.
You know, so.
But that's who we got, man. We will be back with you guys next week.
We didn't pick the winners.
Oh, you didn't pick your winner?
Nah.
Who's your winner here? My bad. Shit.
I got the Saints winning the Super Bowl.
You got the Saints? Man, get out of here, man. I'm a Rams fan. My Rams always going to win. I'm going to always pick my Rams.
I got the Saints winning the Super Bowl.
But it just so happens that that pick is not me being a delusional fan, okay?
Whatever.
I got faith in my team, and I think we're in good shape.
So you're picking your Rams to win the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Over who? Over Houston?
That's if Houston go.
But of course they gonna beat Houston. Come on. I don't think you look at it.
No. In all seriousness. Rams versus Chiefs in the Super Bowl. We going up over them.
Yo, first off, that's a 100-point score today.
That's a great Super Bowl right there. So if you guys want to see a great Super Bowl, man, Rams versus Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Shit, Saints versus Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Saints versus Chiefs could be good, too. I want my team to go. I'm rooting for my team.
See, you thinking back to that Monday night game.
That Monday night game. That was the best game motherfucker seen in a long time. It was great.
Yeah, then your boys won that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we won that game.
Yeah, because the Chiefs lose all their primetime games.
Yeah. But that was great. But we are going to be back with you guys next week. We're going to do the same thing. We'll break down the games. Give our predictions. Try to give you guys some help in that fantasy. Hopefully that'll work for you, man. You said your boy already took out AB. He ain't playing AB.
Yep.
Which is smart.
Well, he's projected with 0 points anyway.
Yeah, because he's totally suspended. Right now, it hasn't been made official, but we believe that he will be suspended and will not play Monday's game. So
He ain't playing.
You got anything else for the people, Matt?
Hit that Facebook group up.
Yes. Search 2 cents nonsense in the Facebook search bar. Follow us on Twitter at 2nonsense.
You know, I want y'all to interact with us, man. I want to see more interaction.
More posts, man. More interaction.
You know, I always look, and when I post something, you can see how many people actually looked at it, but hardly anybody makes a comment or hits the like button or whatever the fuck.
Hit the comments, man.
You know, I don't care if you don't like it. If you don't like it, hit that mean face shit.
Well, part of that also, man, is I guess it's algorithms that are involved in the social media shit. So when you comment on it and when you like it, it helps other people be able to find the group. So if, like, they searching podcasts or they searching, you know, nonsense or they searching anything that has to do with the shit that we are posting.
Yeah.
It helps them be able to find it so we can get new people into the groups. So please, man, if you participating in the joint, we really appreciate it. We would like more participation. Comment, like, share that shit with your friends or your friends
Post
list.
Whatever you want except politics.
No politics, man, but post anything else
you want. I don't care. Music, movies, sports. Fucking just entertainment, period. Anything. You
food.
Find something funny, you know, post it.
Memes, food.
Yeah, man.
You could even post them stupid-ass makeup videos where the bitch be ugly at first, and then she put all the makeup on, and then she look good. You can post those, too. We don't care.
Post whatever you want.
You know, just don't post politics shit.
Nope.
You know, and if you post your racist shit with the Confederate flags,
I'll kick you out the group and block you.
You gonna kick about the group and block?
Yeah.
I was just gonna say they was gonna get a whole bunch of mean faces, but
nah, I'm kicking you out the group because I ain't with that shit. And then if you're on my friends list, I'm gonna block you.
Great, but everything else is fair game. Yeah. Talk your shit. Interact. We love to see that shit. And if you got any show ideas or topic ideas, man, just hit us up in those comments.
Yep.
We really appreciate that. And we thank you guys for listening.
I didn't get a chance to post and ask if anybody had any questions. This was an impromptu podcast. Some things that came up.
So we'll do those from time to time. This is actually going to go out either Friday or Saturday, so it'll be just in time for you guys to hear the analysis, our predictions, and get your fantasy lineup straight. This has been the 2 cents and nonsense podcast with my homeboy Matt.
Yo.
I'm Antoine Y. Slicker, and we out.
We out.